Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, a couple of things. First of all, I just donated to the sleeping bag folk. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's legit. And hopefully it's not an identity theft kind of thing. And hopefully my credit card won't end up in some strange country that I've never heard of charging all sorts of things at Prada or something. I don't know. We'll wait and see. I don't know. I mean, it's amazing. I'm sort of an odd combination of a little paranoid and completely trusting, you know, which works out to be kind of a pain in the neck. I was just making myself a little bit of tea, and I had sort of had time before I started the program today to microwave the water, to boil the water, which actually is not recommended for tea, it turns out. And the reason being that microwaving doesn't heat evenly, which if you've ever watched anything when you're microwaving it, you understand that. Like if you're trying to melt cheese or something, the front will melt quicker than the back or vice versa. So then the question became, I didn't have really time to boil the water. So I thought, well, why can't, you know, I know that it doesn't work very well to just use warm water. It has to be boiling. So the question was, why? So I went on Google, and you could sort of say to yourself, well, yeah, but if you had time to go on Google and just boil the water. Because when I'm Googling, I'm sitting in front of the microphone as opposed to in the cafeteria, sort of boiling water. And, so, you know, sometimes I trust the clocks and sometimes I don't. And the answers on Google range from everything. They range from, well, you can't liberate the oils in the tea. I don't care about liberating oils. And some of them say you can do it overnight. So it just, but the most feasible answer, or I mean, because who knows? I'm not sure exactly why, and nobody else was either, is that hot water molecules move faster than cold water. Hmm. And why that should make a difference biochemically is not terribly clear. I guess just bombardment. That's probably true, the bombardment. I just figured that out. I'm not sure it's true, but it sounds reasonable. And when you go on the internet, what sounds reasonable is probably any better than anything else anyway. Okay, if these things, haven't you ever wondered why you have to make, for example, iced tea. You have to boil it and then ice it. Mm-hmm. And you can't just put tea bags. You could make sun tea, which is just putting putting water and the tea bags in water overnight and putting it out in the sun. Hmm. And I'm not sure that works. It may work. The issue may be that, in fact, you can use cold water. It just takes longer because the molecules aren't bombarding as quickly. Okay. That's what I would assume. But if you go on the internet, it gives you all sorts of nutty things that clearly don't make any sense. But nevertheless, and it's talking about the difference between boiling water for 4 minutes or 5 minutes. Once you reach the boil, you reach the boil. It's not going to get any hotter. It doesn't make any sense.
What's the difference between boiling for 2 minutes and boiling for?
Well, you don't put the tea bag in until after you take it off the boil anyway. I mean, when you're doing eggs, that's one thing, but you're not counting on the boil. You're counting on how long it takes to solidify the albumin in the egg,
right,
or the yolk. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's some nonsensical answers. That's what you love about the internet. It's the stuff that's helpful and the stuff that's complete nonsense. It's all in exactly the same typeface. All right, so we were talking about last week, because we were talking about the Super Bowl. I guess we were talking, was that Super Bowl just last weekend? I guess it was.
Yeah.
It seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's less than a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, time goes fast when it's 15 degrees below zero. So we were asking about sports heroes, because do you feel that Tom Brady's reputation was at all affected by the uninflated footballs or not?
I think there's probably, especially if the NFL uncovers you know, more information about it and decides to lay down some sort of a punishment for the Patriots, I think it's going to affect probably Belichick's legacy, his reputation, a little bit more than Tom Brady. Even though in this case you would think, you know, based on what they've been saying, it sounds more like this would be on Tom Brady more than Belichick. But I still think with just all the other stuff that's happened with Belichick in the past about, you know, the Spygate and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, nobody likes him, is
right,
the thing.
Right. And Tom Brady is still, I think, liked by a fair amount of people.
And I think part of it is
women think he's good looking. And
yeah, and men think he's cute as well. Come on, admit it. You think he's cute.
I think his wife is gorgeous.
That's a different issue. Of course she is. But what can I tell you? All right, and today is National Wear Red Day.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you're wearing something bright red.
I'm not wearing red, though.
You're not?
No, I'm wearing kind of a gray. I'm wearing a gray University of Minnesota hoodie right now.
So well, I don't know if
it's a little different from red.
I mean, don't you have a pair of white socks that you washed in the washing machine with something red, so they're kind of pink?
Yeah,
see?
I do. Yeah.
See, I knew that. So there you qualify. You're wearing something that might have been red at some point. So there you go. And it's lame duck day.
Hmm.
I wonder where that phrase came from. I mean, I know what it means.
Yeah.
But what would an unlame duck, what would a strong duck day mean?
Right.
I mean, it's still a duck.
Yeah.
It's still going to be l'orange at some point. Ducks are not very nice animals. No, I guess it's geese that are not very nice animals. I actually had a friend who worked at a in Long Island, where I guess Long Island ducks, and he worked at a duck processing plant. And let me tell you, he would never eat duck under any circumstances. But I think anybody who's worked at any kind of plant that processes any kind of food.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, was it one of the Jimmy Fallon comments where he was writing a thank you note to the meat delivery guys who drove a steak through New York City? Sorry. It was just as bad when he said it.
Yeah.
But it's a lame duck joke. All right. So we were talking about sports heroes. So we decided, you know, in the old days, people used to think that sports heroes were really like Jesse Owens and I'm trying to think of Serena Williams. Serena Williams, I don't know. She was, I think she's still viewed as somewhat heroic, don't you?
Yeah, well, she just won the Australian Open for like the 200th time.
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah,
Serena more than Venus for some reason, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, well,
I think she just wins more.
Yeah, well, it started out because Venus kind of came on the scene first, and then Serena's the younger sister, and then she kind of took off and surpassed her sister. So.
There's a great documentary about the two of them.
Yeah.
I think it's called Venus and Serena. I think that's the name of it. I actually interviewed the director for it. It was kind of one of those things where she was going to go and just she expected to just cover one of the Opens where they were going to win, and it was their terrible year where they, you know, the one of them was sick, and they, you know, so it was a very interesting documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting women, an interesting relationship with their dad.
Yeah.
All right. So, but we used to have and do they still put athletes on Cheerios boxes? Have you? I haven't had. I mean, I don't eat Cheerios. I think they just had that little bee on it or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That. I'm not sure.
All right. So the idea being, do we? I think. What did we ask?
We just asked if people
do you have sports heroes?
And we asked who and why.
Okay.
So we'll start out with Summer. Summer said Tim Tebow, standing for what he believes in and doing good in the world instead of adding negative. Like most athletes do these days. That's an interesting.
What's ever happened to him? He's kind of gone off the radar, hasn't he?
He's on the broadcasting side now. He's a college football analyst for ESPN now. So,
he played for Denver, was it?
Yeah, it was Denver, and then he was with the Jets.
He had a hard time with the Jets. They were not thrilled with him.
The Jets released him, and then the Patriots picked him up, and then they released him too. So. He hasn't played in the NFL since, so now he's a college football analyst for ESPN. So
okay. He's
pretty good too. He's pretty good on the air. So, let's go to Victoria. Victoria says, we're on the break now. Should we?
Let's hear what Victoria says when we come back. And just for a moment, just think about almost half of the DNA on the New York subways matches no known organism. Just think about that, and wear gloves. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, not a bad time to call. I've got about 35, 40 minutes with you, so not a bad time to call. Let me know what's on your mind. We were talking about sports heroes and whether you got them.
Yeah, well, I certainly had a few of them as a kid growing up. But we'll probably get to that a little later. Let's continue.
Well, you can tell me, who are some of yours?
Well, I think, you know, being a Minnesota native and being a huge sports fan, I would say Kirby Puckett was definitely one when I was a kid. The Twins won the World Series twice when he was when he was a center fielder for them in 87 and 91. So I was a little kid, but he was always one of my favorite athletes growing up.
Kind of a cool name, too.
Yeah, yeah. Rest his soul, too. He passed away 9 years ago, and certainly a tough time for a lot of fans in Minnesota.
How old was he?
Kirby was 45, I think.
What did he die of?
He had a stroke. He was living in Arizona at the time. He had been retired for about 10 years.
At 40? Wow.
Yeah, and he had stopped taking care of himself when he had, by the time.
So it appears.
Yeah, he had to retire early because he had developed glaucoma. And so he lost the vision in his right eye, I think it was. And he had to retire early. So then he just, I think he just stopped taking care of himself, really, and had a stroke at 45.
That's actually an awful story, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really sad. Because he was, he wasn't just a hero to me. He was a hero to pretty much every sports fan in Minnesota when he played. Mm-hmm. And when he passed, it was a pretty big impact on everybody in the state. So he was a big baseball fan, so... Yeah, so that was one of my big sports heroes, I think, as a kid. I actually got a chance to meet him, too, about a year or two before he passed. So that was a big rewarding moment for me, personally.
Yeah, I got to meet somebody, although it was well past his prime. I got to know Bobby Orr, because I lived in Boston.
Nice.
And that was fun. And Yaz, I knew Yaz, Carl Yastrzemski. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much fun. And I met Larry. I did one of the first interviews with Larry Bird. So I got to know a lot of really kind of cool dudes. I knew Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Ring. Billy Ring I just loved. He was not, I think, I don't know if he made it in the Football Hall of Fame or not, but he was kind of one of those guys. He was just a really nice human being, as opposed to a lot of fairly famous sports figures who can be, they can be charming, but they're not necessarily nice human beings. Billy Ring was a really nice human being. And I got to meet, because I knew the sports teams, that I got to hang out with a lot of them. I got to meet Ted Williams.
Oh, nice.
Got to interview Ted Williams, which is really fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, so let's go.
Let's continue on with Victoria. She offers an interesting perspective. She says that, I really don't understand the concept of a sports hero. It's a game. Mm-hmm. They're good at playing a game for children, which may explain why so many of them behave like unsupervised high schoolers. The whole thing is very bizarre to me, but I guess the same can be said about a lot of things people do.
Well, you have to understand that sports, sort of worship of sports heroes, is as old as human history, probably. Whether you're going back to the Greeks and the Romans and cave paintings and whatever. So this is certainly not an unusual phenomenon. And the idea being that we take our sort of warlike impulses and our nationalistic jingoism, and we put it on teams, who then sort of we could sublimate all of our less hospitable impulses, our need to dominate and to win and to get territory and to dominate, and put it on our sports team. So, and just as military heroes have always been, or military victors have always been held up to great acclaim, so have sports figures, because they serve the same function in society. So the fact that it's a childish game is almost irrelevant. In fact, it's probably irrelevant. And the idea that we sort of idolize them because, in theory, they represent, or at least we're made to believe that they represent the best of us, because it's a way, and a lot of people feel that sports in general are just a distraction that politicians have used since time immemorial to keep you away from noticing that your taxes are going up, or that your food is moldy, or that your neighbors have better houses than you have. So it's certainly sociologically, historically valid, whether we sort of view it, and it may be that that's why men tend to be more into sports and sports heroism than women.
Let's go to Sue Wellens. Sue Wellens says, Derek Jeter, he's a class act. There was never any gossip, accusations of bad behavior, or anything negative about him. He held his head high, worked hard, and never let the Yankees or his fans down. He was a wonderful role example for young people. My hat is off my Yankees hat to him.
Well, yeah, he's one of the ones that was really never besmirched at all that I know about. So there you go.
And he played in the middle of a highly publicized steroid era, and he was you never saw his name.
Nope.
Never heard his
not
name point to any of that stuff. So,
Yep.
Chris says, Denny Savard, I practiced so I could play like him, and I don't think I would have made it as far as I did in hockey without him. Number 18 forever. I remember Denny Savard when I was a kid.
There you go.
Playing with the Blackhawks, yeah. Connie says, as a Mets fan, I loved Tom Seaver. Great pitcher.
Yeah. Well, and he went on all that fuss about his wife and everything like that. But that was, he was. Who was the guy? I'm trying to remember the catcher for the Red Sox.
Carlton Fisk?
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
All I could remember was his name was, they called him Pug, I think. And he had a model train set up in his basement. And at one point he showed me, I went to spring training with the Red Sox. It started out, I think, as a joke for somebody, which I didn't ever understand. I didn't know it was a joke, and I just thought this was great. And that's where I met Ted Williams and got to meet all these guys and interview them. And he, at one point, took off his shirt to show me that, I think he was, it's a pitcher that has hypertrophy on one side. If you're a right-handed pitcher, then the entire right side of your spine is like twice the musculature of the left hand.
Mm.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Or just an excuse for guys to take their shirts off. I never figured out which, but it was still interesting.
Chip says, maybe not a hero yet, but I admire Bryce Harper, who is a natural and has such a love and respect for baseball. He always mentions that Jackie Robinson is his hero every chance he gets. Bryce Harper, of course, playing for the Washington Nationals, one of the young stars in baseball today. I like that he mentions Jackie Robinson as his hero.
Well, I think Jackie Robinson is sort of everybody's hero, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, he really took a very, very difficult situation and handled it with unfailing charm and gallantry and graciousness. And, I mean, it was certainly the world's, people were really nasty.
Yeah.
And he just sort of, he was stupid and cheerful. He would just let it bounce off of him. He was a true gentleman. Alrighty, we'll come back. We'll do a little more sports heroes. You got something on your mind you want to chat with me about? I got a half hour. Do not wait for the last 3 minutes because it will be inconvenient. And you know me, and excuse the inconvenience. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay-Zone. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Patricia, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Patricia.
Oh, is this Dr. Brown?
It is.
Oh, thank you so much for what you do and taking my call.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you. How am I going to help?
Okay, you just had a letter or a phone call from another lady with a person in her family who has bipolar.
Right.
Well, I could have written that letter, and things are coming to a boiling point right now with my son, who lives in Reno, Nevada, and I'm in Michigan.
Okay.
He's bipolar. He has multiple handicaps. He's 38 years old, but we've been going through this mental illness thing for years. He said last week he thought about committing suicide twice. Did I do anything? No, because this is his pattern. He does very good for a while, and then everything goes downhill. And since we're so far apart, if I try to say, go to a walk-in clinic, get some medication, maybe go to AA, he's not going to do anything. But he's sitting and he's crying in his room. He lives in an area where he's afraid to go outside. he's come home maybe seven times. I'll fix his, you know, get his teeth checked out, get his health going, get his medication, and then he runs away and starts all over again. So I'm to the point of tough love, but I have to do everything I can so that if he does kill himself, I'm not going to be saying, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that.
You know, one of the possibilities occurs to me, and I don't know what the legalities are, and they're very likely to vary from Minnesota to Nevada, and they may not be the same, of getting him, having a power of attorney. Because it would seem to me that when he calls and he's clearly despondent, that you live far away and you can't necessarily get on a plane and go and,
right.
and go through the court proceedings at that moment
right.
of getting him involuntarily committed for observation, which is usually, it's a difficult procedure, as it should be. But it may be, you know, what I would do, preparatory, I don't know, when's the last time he called and said he was suicidal?
We spoke yesterday, but it was earlier in the week where he thought about it.
Okay. I would see about, if you don't have a family lawyer, I would call up probably the Department of Mental Health and ask them how you get a power of attorney so that when he is despondent, that you can set the wheels in motion to get him at least under observation. And I think that would make you, you know, I don't think there's any really good answer to the statement that says, what if my kid kills themselves? How do I not feel terrible? I mean, I don't think there's an answer to that, to be quite honest. But by taking the step preparatory to that,
mm-hmm.
of saying so that there's something that you can do legally as well as morally when he bottoms out. You also mentioned that he has a drinking problem in addition to being on medication, which is disastrous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it sounds like he's single, yes?
Yes.
Could he hold a job?
He did. For many years, he worked at a pizza place for 16 years. He did very well.
When did that stop?
It's been about 10 years because the employees were teasing him about his handicaps. And
what are his handicaps?
Oh, my gosh. Where do I start? It's called Caudal syndrome. He was born with multiple spinal. He has an amputation. That's just the physical. But mentally, his eyes are bad. His heart is bad. There's no hope.
Is he working now?
No, he hasn't worked and he won't work.
Why is he in Reno? How did he end up there?
To get away from us. He's smart enough to learn the trains, the planes, and what to do and where to go. He psychs out places on the internet where it's cheap for him to get into.
Well, I mean, why, if he has that many skills, why,
mm-hmm.
did he graduate high school?
Yes.
Do you have any college?
No.
See, the internet may very well be his salvation. I mean, it means that he could work outside of his home, or work inside of his home, rather, so he doesn't necessarily have to be
right.
in a social environment and can kind of pick his environment.
Okay, he's not that good, Dr. Joy.
Well, he doesn't have to be terribly good. I mean, it would seem to me that, I think you need some help on this. You need, first of all, you need a lawyer to find out how do you have a power of attorney?
Okay.
And because that would seem to me to solve a huge number of problems instantaneously, because if he calls and says, I'm suicidal, you can then find out, and in addition to having a power of attorney, finding out a therapist there or finding out how you get committed, find out where the local mental health hospital is, da-dum. Second of all, it would seem to me that if he's bright enough to do all those, that he is somewhat self-sufficient,
uh-huh.
and that there may be things that he can do. And that, so what you need is somebody who's expert in job training for people who have limited abilities. But, I mean, having a job, having some kind of social connection to people could be life-saving for him. But I would start with power of attorney so you don't have the threat of him suiciding hanging over your head all the time. Then I think that the Internet, as I said, could very well be his salvation, that there are things that he can do, and whether that means proofreading or, I don't know what it means. I'm not that expert, but if the fact that he was able to work for 16 years and saying, well, somebody made fun of him. Well, they probably had made fun of him before.
Yes.
And that isn't what happened. Something else.
Yes.
It may have been a critical mass, but I think the place I would start is power of attorney, because that means that he's at least potentially safe. It's not 100% guarantee, but it's certainly a lot better situation than you're in right now, which is there's not anything I can do. So there would be something that you can do. And I don't know whether that's going to require his compliance or not. And if so, I don't know. I mean,
he wouldn't sign it for me in Michigan. I said, if you get sick.
Well, but again, it may be that, I think, first of all, this is going to be a face-to-face conversation, which means either he has to be there or you have to be where he is.
Right,
and find out what, and you need to find out what the difference is between between Michigan and Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a legal question. I have no idea, but the fact you can find it out. Then second of all, and I'd bribe him. I'd bribe him with whatever it took of saying, this is a promise, but the idea when you're really sad, if I called you up and said I was going to kill myself, you'd want to be able to do something. And I don't know what the way in for him is, what the bribe would be, but there is something, and you're probably going to know it better than anybody else if you give some thought to it. And the idea of some job training, which gets him at least in some kind of social situation, because you're not going to be around forever, and he's going to need some resource when you're not around to help him. So for right now, I would investigate the power of attorney, and he may be willing to sign it if you can offer him an appropriate bribe. And whatever, I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know whether that means,
I tried them all.
Well, I mean, no, because you haven't found the one that works. There will be one that works. Whether it means that says, look, I'll only call you on Saturdays, or I'll give you a charge account at Domino's, or I'll get you a big screen TV, or, I mean, I don't know. I don't know your kid. But there's something, because everybody has something. And what you have to do is figure it out. And you can even say to him, look, this is really important to me. I'm your mom. And I know you're mad at me sometimes, but do you really want me to be left feeling like I could have saved you and I couldn't? You need to help me on this.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of job training, there's got to be something that he can do. And if nothing else, it's not only planning for right now, but it's planning for the fact that you're most likely going to predecease him, and you don't want him to be left completely alone. And that's what it sounds like he is right now, except that he's got you around. So, and finding somebody who's a mental health specialist is not a bad idea. But I think but there is something that will allow him to see it from your point of view. And that's all bribery is. It's just helping someone understand why it's in their best interest to do what we want them to do. And in this particular case, you're doing a combination of, look, I'm your mom, I love you, I don't want to be left with this kind of burden, and also I don't want you to die. I want you to be around, and here's some, we'll take you to a ball game, or buy you something that you want. I mean, there is a way in, and what you need, that's your kind of job description going forward, and also the power of attorney. All right, if you need some more help as you take the steps along, give me a call back, but I think that's where you are right now.
I'll tell you what.
Let me stand. You need to stand the line, I'll put Manny within just a minute. 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Patricia, what happened? Patricia decided to stay on the phone and then decided not to, huh?
Yeah, I think we lost her. Just
didn't she quickly. Just say that she had another question for me?
Yeah, I think she wanted to stay on. Maybe her call just dropped or something. She was there, right?
Yeah,
right,
I know. She was there just as you said, yeah.
Poof, she's all right. Gone, but.
Well, she calls me back. Well, we have a couple minutes. All right. 855-99-37569. Look, having a kid, having anybody that you love with mental illness issues is really troublesome. I mean, because you love them, and basically most of the rules need to be thrown out. That, you know, the tough love is a perfectly reasonable phenomenon when you're dealing with somebody who has a rational grasp of the world. When you're dealing with somebody who doesn't, it's essentially meaningless because they can't take responsibility for their own behavior. And you can say, well, yeah, but if they're on medication, and medication's tough. I mean, just think about you. Just think about how, you know, we're a country that believes that, you know, people say, well, I don't want to be on medication the rest of my life. even though it may be life-saving. And the only reason that Americans, I think, believe in medication is recreationally. we all become paranoid about the idea that, well, here's a medication that may help you to function. And the initial response is, I don't want to be on medication my whole life. While understandable, it kind of finesses the issue of what if this is something that's life-saving? What if this is something that enhances the value of your life? What if this is something that allows you to think clearly, to take responsibility for your own behavior? So, tough stuff. 855-99-DR-JOY. It's one of the reasons that support groups can be very helpful as well, because other people could say, well, gee, I know what you're feeling, and your response is, no, you don't. Your kids don't have mental health issues. 855-99-37569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. On a lighter note, I just wanted to say that I'm not a sports fan, but I admire Ken Griffey Jr. and
yep.
his family, because I tell you, he used to go to the local rec center and play basketball. You know, he was real youthful when he first came to the Northwest area. And he used to go and play basketball, and he used to play with a relative of ours that was about the same age. And our relative said, well, he just comes and plays basketball. And he was just a cool person. He ended up marrying a beautiful woman, young person his age, whose father happened to be in the military around here. And he's just a nice guy, plus an excellent ball player. You didn't hear about, you know, trouble with him and drugs and all that kind of stuff. He's just an athlete, you know, a great athlete. So anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out that, I think that is really super, that he could be a good role model for people.
Well, you know, Helen, you bring up an interesting point, and Manny and I were talking about it before, is almost without exception, I think there's one exception, that all the people that people are viewing as sports heroes are kind of from yesteryear. And the question is, did they behave better, or did the press just give them more of a pass? Because we know, for example, Mickey Mantle, who was a lot of people's sports heroes, had a much more difficult personal life than was ever let on to. That Babe Ruth was a much more difficult person than anybody talked about. The Ty Cobb was a very, very kind of hateful man. So the question is the reason that we view sports heroes as heroes is because we don't know enough about them? Or is it just that, you know, the press has gotten more... has more access, or did in fact people behave better? And I'm not sure what the answer is. It's probably a combination of a number of things, that there was certainly less tolerance for the fact that that people didn't seem to get arrested as much, they didn't drink as much, there wasn't as much domestic violence, there wasn't as much drug usage. That I think steroids have been around for a very long time, but it's one of those interesting questions. Helen,
okay, but this is a recent guy, you know, and he managed to keep, you know, he did well in all ways.
Yeah, well, that's what we're saying.
And he's recent.
Yeah, well, but...
I mean, if you call it, you know, a decade ago, recent, you know.
No, I don't.
He's retired.
No, I don't. That's the point. No, recent has to be like today.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the point.
He's recently retired.
Yeah, but he's not like, 50 years ago, but he's not like today either. And I think that's part of it, is the different, I don't know if it's different expectations or more tolerance or steroid use has been around for a long time. Whether there's more of it now than there used to be, hard to tell. All right, Manny, back to our list. Thanks, Helen.
All right, back to our list of sports heroes. We left off with... someone saying Bryce Harper. Bob has an interesting perspective on this. His sports heroes are his kids. He says, my kids, Sean and Taylor, they both play hockey, and I couldn't enjoy watching anyone else more. That's pretty cool. I like that.
There you go. All you have to do is keep their teeth in. Well, see, when I was in Denver, University of Denver stopped football because they never had a very good football team. Mm-hmm. And they put all their money into hockey. So, and I grew up watching a lot of the hockey players, and I knew a number of the hockey players because both my parents at one point taught at the University of Denver. And so I would go to a lot of hockey games, which is probably one of my favorite sports to watch because they're just as athletic as everybody else, and they're doing it all on ice skates.
I think it's the best sport to watch live.
It is. It's fun. And as I said, when I started working in broadcasting, the radio station carried the Bruins. And I would sit next to the announcer, and he could actually talk about the plays faster than I could actually see them. He was amazing. But I skate on the inside of my ankles. I'm a terrible ice skater. And so to watch all that athleticism and all that coordination. And we talked about the Red Army, what was that, last week or the week before that we did the documentary about the Red Army, which was, the Soviet hockey team, which was extraordinary. I mean, extraordinary. And you should see the documentary just because you can see how, when it's done well, hockey is beautiful. It's ballet. It's how they skate and where they place themselves and how they pass. And it's just, I mean, it's extraordinary. As opposed to, it's become a bit thuggish, I fear, that the idea is, we'll sell more tickets if everybody tosses their gloves and starts hitting each other, high-sticking each other. How charming.
Yeah. One more here, before we head out here. Peggy says one, and this is one I think you'll appreciate, Manny Pacquiao.
We do,
She says, because he's never standing still. Besides being a world championship boxer, he's a congressman in his country, a professional basketball player. Also, he has found his God and is trying to be a better man.
And he was a judge in Miss Universe pageant, so there you go. Go Manny. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.